Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now, you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. So when you look at where we are, just here we are, what, 32 days outside of Election Day, and you take a snapshot, all the momentum clearly is now moving towards the Republicans breaking the Republicans' way. That would then indicate the possibility of that wave election that people are talking about is absolutely real. We have spent a lot of time focused on the Senate races around the country, and as I look around the country, we see Marco Rubio is up by 7. Ron DeSantis up by 8 in Florida. We have, you know, issues going back and forth with Herschel Walker. But now we have a lot of flaws that are coming out about his opponent. This is Raphael Warnock's wife talking about him trying to run her over after a domestic dispute. Listen to this.
This man's running for the United States Senate, and all he cares about right now is his reputation. I work at the mayor's office, and this is a big problem. I've been trying to be very quiet about the way that he is for the sake of my kids and his reputation. I've tried to keep the way that he acts under wraps for a long time, and today he crossed the line. So that is what is going on here, and he's a great actor. He is phenomenal at putting on a really good show.
Then, of course, he was arrested for obstructing an investigation into abuse of children at a camp that he himself was running. Now, what's amazing about this, people in Georgia not hearing about that part of it. And Herschel Walker had been pretty outspoken about his troubled times in life and times he sought help and how he was able to change his life and redeem himself. He's kind of been an open book about it. A lot of this is not surprising to people, but we'll watch what happens in Georgia. It's anybody's guess at this point. You got a really good candidate we've had on radio and TV this week. Ted Budd is running a good race in North Carolina. Tim Scott will have no problem in South Carolina. Rand Paul, we don't expect will have a problem. We don't expect John Kennedy to have a problem. And then we had General Bolduc on the program this week, who is now within less than 3 points in that race in New Hampshire, with Governor Sununu at the top of the ticket, who's extremely popular. That is a winnable race for Republicans that a lot of people weren't paying attention to. Then you move to the state of Pennsylvania, where Dr. Oz now is in a statistical dead heat with the trust fund brat in a hoodie with tattoos that never worked a job in his life. The most extreme candidate on the face of the earth, you know, wants to release more convicted murderers than any other candidate in the history of politics. John Fetterman wants a moratorium on fracking, and like so many other candidates, you know, no limits on abortion. He, of course, wants sanctuary state status for the state of or Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And it goes on from there. You have another radical running against Ron Johnson. The more people in Wisconsin have learned about Mandela Barnes, the more they don't like him. last night during the debate against Mark Kelly. It was a phenomenal debate in terms of the candidate Blake Masters out there. Let me play a part of that.
I've been focused on the border since day one on this job. I'm down there all the time. I was on the phone this week just, you know, with Mayor Nichols of Yuma, Sheriff Daniels of Cochise County, talking about what more we need for Border Patrol and immigration.
That, my friends, is called evasion.
We're working to raise Border Patrol pay by 18%. I've got legislation to do that. I've been focused on the border since day one.
Okay. To no great effect, because we have a wide open southern border. So if that's the best you can do, I respectfully request you resign and let's get someone in the seat who will actually secure our border. You never have to wonder which way Senator Kelly is going to vote, because any spending bill that Biden puts in front of him, he will sign. So yeah, we got the Inflation Reduction Act, and Mark Kelly was the deciding vote. He hired 87,000 new IRS agents. Mark Kelly voted to send stimulus checks to illegal aliens. He voted to send stimulus checks to get this. Violent felons sitting in jail. Is that a good use of taxpayer money? I don't think so. Think about that the next time you go to the grocery store.
I mean, it just was a beatdown. And on the issue of immigration, Mark Kelly hasn't lifted a finger, and he's been missing in action the entire time. He just outright lied in that debate. New York now is within a point and a half for a Republican, Lee Zeldin, within Kathy Hochul. Because of all the rampant crime and the and corruption, also she's being accused of pay to play, paying five times the amount of money on COVID issues with somebody she has a connection to, also being scrutinized for the expensive use of private aircraft in New York, and her answer to the explosion in crime, she refuses to lead the effort to refund the police. Refuses to lead the effort to get rid of these insane no bail laws, and now Lee Zeldin. Is literally a point and a half behind her, but that Trafalgar poll also includes Larry Sharp, who's the Libertarian who ended up not being on the ballot, and he has 3.2%. If you add that to an anti-Hochul vote, you got Lee Zeldin literally leading here. So there are a lot of races, but anyway, we bring in our pollster John McLaughlin. McLaughlin and Associates, Matt Towery is with us, syndicated columnist. Anyway, welcome both of you to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
All right, Matt, because you're down in Georgia, I don't know if I can untangle that mess down there. It's interesting. The media is focused on Herschel. He's kind of been an open book. He's admitted that he's had a lot of problems in his life, and he's explained in great detail a lot of it and how he changed his life around. How impactful do you think this week's revelations will be, and why is the media in Atlanta and in Georgia overall, why are they ignoring Raphael Warnock's record?
Well, we conducted a poll for the Fox affiliate in Atlanta the night that this story broke. So we just trashed the poll and started over again the next night. The night before, Walker and Warnock were within a point of each other. The next night, their separation was about 3 points. That's within the margin of error. I think it's having an impact, but I don't think it's going to be enough to necessarily keep Walker out of a runoff. I will say this. Last night on your show, you did a fantastic job of giving the story of Raphael Warnock. The problem that you have is the paid media for Herschel Walker and those supporting him, none of that has run as an ad. And I said on Fox 5, and I'll say it to your audience as well, if that story doesn't make paid media advertising in the next week, Walker will not make the runoff. If it does, Walker will make the runoff, or he might win straight up.
Wow, that's a pretty bold prediction. Why wouldn't they be using that? They should have been using this information from day one. I mean, it's not that complicated.
I have no earthly idea. It almost goes beyond any comprehension I have of any political campaign I've ever seen. Herschel Walker has been taking on an assault, a coordinated, relatively speaking, assault from Warnock, from Democrats, from the media, which is pretty much hostile to him, as you know. And nothing out there other than you bringing it up on your national show, no one said anything.
It's amazing.
I find it just shocking. Shocking, yeah.
It reminds me when I was vetting Obama. I was like out there on an island by myself with maybe one or two other people, you know, joining
Absolutely.
As well as Matt knows Georgia, John McLaughlin knows the state of New York. You saw the poll from Robert Kahaly in Trafalgar. It's a 1.5-point race. The libertarian that was originally supposed to be on the ticket's not going to be there in the end, and he got 3.2%. Is that going to go towards Lee Zeldin?
Right. We had a week before this, we had our poll was an internal poll for Zeldin was released, and we had him within 6 points of Hochul. And since that time, and by the way, if you don't believe the Trafalgar poll or you don't believe the McLaughlin poll, all you have to do is be in New York and put on the TV and you will see millions of dollars of negative ads since Labor Day attacking Lee Zeldin. Kathy Hochul has nothing good to say about herself because crime is out of control with cashless bail. People are afraid to go. I mean, it's been national stories.
By the way, did you? Did you see what her answer is? Instead of ending this idiocy of no bail, instead of refunding the police, she's going on a gun violence listening tour.
Right. And by the way, it's like she's so out of touch and she's so corrupt because, you know, the plate of pay scandals where she's paying over $600 million, double the price of COVID tests with a no-bid contract, to a donor who raised $300,000, she tried to deny she knew of the person. Then it was found out she did a fundraiser the month before for the guy or with the guy for her. So she's raising, you know, the corruption is unbelievable in New York. The crime is out of control. I mean, it's the poor fire lieutenant the woman who was killed going out for lunch in Astoria was knifed and buried this week. I mean, it's, every night there's a story, there's shootings, there's murders across the state. The liberal DA, the liberal Democrat DA of Albany, David Soros, has called for her to call a special session to get rid of cashless bail. And this has been going on since last year. You watched when we won the DA's race in Nassau County, where you're from. We won the county executive race. We have been winning races across New York locally for this since last year. But she sticks to this crazy Cuomo Hochul policy that Joe Biden supports. And now you've got Lee Zeldin within 2 points on a Trafalgar poll. And the surge is coming where people are just fed up, but it's across the United States. And, you know, that's why they're so desperate in Georgia with Herschel Walker. That's why, you know, you're going to see this across the country because the Democrats, every day they're seeing inflation, the price of gas is skyrocketing again, price of food is up. We had the generic ballot. The Republicans are up 4 nationally. Joe Biden's negatives are going up again. Rasmussen reports came out today that they've got the Republicans up 4 in the generic ballot. The heartland is rising up, and we've got 32 days to go, and we have to make Joe Biden responsible. In our last national poll, although 62% said the country's on the wrong track, when you asked if you blame Biden, only 67% of that 62, which is 42 overall, did. So the media, just like in Georgia, they're covering up for Warnock. Nationally, they're covering up for Biden. And you see it every night, and you broadcast his failures, and the mainstream media doesn't, but the voters are getting it.
You know, it's amazing. Quick break. We'll come back. 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, more with our pollsters, John McLaughlin and Matt Towery on the other side. Look, October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Right now is the perfect time to ensure that you are doing everything you can do to stay safe online and be cyber smart. Take basic steps to help you and your family be protected from identity theft, the scams, all the other online dangers. And that means using strong passwords, setting up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, regularly updating the software on your devices. Look, all of us are putting our personal information at risk on the internet every single day. LifeLock.com by Norton sees all the threats we'll miss on our own. And by the way, if in fact any of your information is compromised that they find, they will alert you. And if in fact your identity is stolen, you will get a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist to fix it for you. It's a low annual rate, and you'll save an additional 25% off your first year when you call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com, but you got to use the promo code Hannity. 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity to protect your name and reputation, your finances, your credit score. All right, we continue. Our pollsters are with us. John McLaughlin, Matt Towery, 32 days from Election Day. Let's go through all these Senate races. All right, so Republicans need to hold in Florida. They need a pickup in Georgia. They need a hold in Pennsylvania and hold in Wisconsin. They need a hold in Ohio. They would get a pickup in New Hampshire, or at least an opportunity. A hold, by the way, also in North Carolina. Then they have Adam Laxalt out in Nevada. And then you have the possibility of Tiffany Smiley out in Washington, Colonel Bolduc in New Hampshire. Blake Masters had a great debate last night out in Arizona. Of those states, where do you see potential pickups or the greatest potential for a pickup, Matt?
Well, here's what I see. I think Nevada is going to go Republican. We all picked that up early on with our polling, and it's been consistently that way. So I think that one is moving in the Republican direction. I think Dr. Oz is really catching fire in Pennsylvania in the last week and a half. Notwithstanding, you know, when they start accusing you of killing puppies, that's when you know they're really nervous, right? Yeah,
that was a little bit of a stretch. I saw that. Yeah.
I mean, just ridiculous. So anyway, I see Pennsylvania as really potentially going Republican. I'm looking at Georgia still being a runoff. That's where I think that race will end up heading if the Walker people handle it right. New Hampshire's an outside possibility, and Arizona really is a possibility. I mean, everyone's written it off. Let me tell you one thing very quickly, Sean. Our friend Robert Cahaly with Trafalgar, who does great work, he has been saying over and over again that he thinks that the number this time in terms of the percent people who say they're supporting Republican candidates versus the actual number is even bigger this time because of the fact that Biden came out and in essence made it in that terrible speech, basically made Republicans feel like they can't answer polls. They feel like the government's coming after them. They feel like they're going to be shunted. They're going to be hurt. I mean, this is a fearful situation. It was a chilling effect on polling. I believe in some of these states where you've got like Kelly up by three, you might as well just take a point and a half to 2 points away from Kelly and give it to Masters. I think that probably is an even race right now, and it's moving Republican as well.
Real quick, we only got about 35 seconds. John, where's this? Mm-hmm. Where are all these races headed?
They're headed for the Republican side right now. And we're getting not just the Senate races, but in races like Democrat districts like New York 4, where Anthony Desposito, you know that area in Nassau, he's ahead. And it's a 10-point Democrat district. We have members of Congress that looks like it's going to be a healthy night for the Republicans. But these Senate races, if it's even in Georgia, Herschel's going to win if those polls are even. And the Trump voters are coming. There's a way to get them in the polls. We have them in our polls.
Listen, everybody needs to remember when Donald Trump, when that tape from Access Hollywood came out, they said he was done. He wasn't done. You know what?
On the phone. We said he was going to win.
That's true. There were a few of you, and two of them are on the line. There weren't many of you. Anyway, thank you both, Matt Towery and John McLaughlin. 800-941-SEAN. Our number. You want to be a part of the program? We got so much to do today. I can't believe Friday. I am now as dialed in, focused on this election as I've ever been. This is the best shot opportunity we have. And we can win all of this. It's in our hands. It's in your hands. I'm deputizing all of you. And everybody's got to be doing their part. It's an all hands on deck moment for the country.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spa's technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long, but in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints, and the kids are jumping around and swimming, and they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps Swim Spa, and they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spa's technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long. But in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming. And they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps swim spa. And they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. It just boggles the mind, the utter complete stupidity of Biden economics and Biden energy policy. And I was telling you that we're risking our national security by literally cutting in half our strategic petroleum reserves the way Joe Biden has. They were filled up under Donald Trump. We had over 700 million barrels of oil. We're now down to 350. It's not a national emergency that Joe Biden thinks the high price of gas is going to cause the Democrats to lose the midterm elections. And rather than go back to the policies that brought us $2, a little over $2 a gallon for gasoline, he's doubled down on stupid. And now he's looking to lift sanctions on Venezuela and will make the country of Venezuela rich again. He's thinking still of doing it with Iran. He has begged OPEC and Saudi Arabia and the OPEC nations again and again and again. And their answer was no, no, no. As a matter of fact, we're going to cut 2 million barrels of oil production every single day. So you pay even more for it. And these countries have to be looking at us thinking we are the dumbest country on earth. At least our leadership is. It's not the people. The people are the smart ones. Hopefully we'll see that in 32 days. But and it's just a simple, basic math. And that is that, number one, it's good for national security. It's good for high paying career jobs in the energy sector. It's good. We'll lower the price at the pump. It's good because it will have a major impact on lowering this record high, 41 year high of inflation we're living through. It would also, if we became energy dominant, it would be good for world peace as we would be able to be energy dominant, providing all of the energy needs of our Western European allies that were reliant on Vladimir Putin, who recently turned off the spigot. And now they're worried about freezing to death on top of paying 300% more than they paid last year to heat their homes. They're predicting some people will freeze to death, and they're predicting as much as 30% of Western Europeans' income is going to go to heating their home this winter. This is insanity. And they're doubling down on stupid. And Biden is now considering, this was in on Fox Business, a decision on future federal offshore fossil fuel drilling, and they want to rule it out. I'm like, are you really that? You'd rather kiss the ass of MBS. You'd rather beg OPEC. You'd rather do a deal and make the Iranian mullahs rich and this murdering dictator thug in Venezuela rich. It is this is the very definition of insanity. We don't have any alternative. Windmills won't cut it, and solar panels are not going to cut it, and that we have unilaterally disarmed economically and taken the lifeblood of the world's economy and just decided, we'll let them pollute the earth, Mother Earth, and we're going to leave all our natural resources in the ground when we can become rich. Why are all these oil-rich nations so rich? They're rich because they're selling their natural resources. And the world is dependent on them. So they make a fortune. America could be equally as rich, and we could pay down $31 trillion in our debt. We could give Americans tax cuts in the process. We'd have more money for national defense on top of everything. Now, our friend Steve Moore, member of the President Trump's Economic Recovery Task Force, has put out a report that had the Trump policies remained in place, American oil production, we'd be 3 million barrels higher each and every day. That's more than, by the way, the entire cut of OPEC. If we would have finished the Keystone XL pipeline, we'd be getting 900,000 barrels of oil from Canada every single day, and they want to sell it to us. They're mad that, Joe did that unilaterally, didn't even consult with them. When you do a deeper dive into this Committee to Unleash Prosperity and their project, what they discovered is if Biden had kept the Trump policies in place, we'd be producing 3 million more barrels a day. The U.S. would be producing between around 25 more billion cubic feet of natural gas. The U.S. would not have had to sell a single barrel of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Our GDP would be increased by roughly $100 billion a year, and gas prices would still be, you know, $2 and whatever cents per gallon. And you wouldn't have to pay in California $6.50 or Nevada $5.50 or Oregon $5 and whatever. And now every American is back up to $4 a gallon on average. Anyway, Steve Moore joins us now on this study. This is the single dumbest, most self-destructive. It's almost like we're sabotaging our own economy. And they do it, and they, and no matter what happens, they would rather make our enemies rich than for us to be energy independent. I don't understand why it's okay to import a barrel of oil from any one of these hostile nations versus producing it domestically. Because I think we do it cleaner, faster, and cheaper, Steve Moore.
Well, you're exactly right, Sean, and thanks for having me on. And you're also right. You know, you're right that this is bad for our economy. It's bad for our trade deficit. It's bad for our GDP. It's bad for jobs. It's bad for our national security. But I want to add one other thing to what you just said. It's also bad for the environment, because instead of getting our oil and gas from, you know, places like West Virginia and Texas and we're getting it from countries like Iran. We're getting it from countries like Venezuela. We're getting it from countries like Russia. Now, do you think that they care about the environment in those areas? Their environmental standards nowhere near duplicate ours. So we're actually, if you care about climate change, you're actually adding to the pollution in the climate by getting all this oil from these other countries. You are so right about Trump, too, by the way. Trump did get us to not just energy independence, energy exporting. Remember that, Sean? We're exporting oil.
No, we were energy independent. We were a net exporter of energy. That's absolutely factually correct.
And no one thought that was possible. And Trump did it. People laughed at him when he said we could do it. And here we are now with our president. It's humiliating, frankly, that he goes prostrate on his hands and knees to the Saudis and asks them to cut their increase their oil production, and then 2 weeks later, they cut it by 2 million. And the reason they're doing that, by the way, folks, is because they want the oil price to go up back up to $100 a barrel. You know what that means per gallon of gasoline, Sean? $4.50, $5, if you live in California, $6 or $7 a gallon. That hurts poor people. So one other quick thing. I asked some of my liberal Democratic friends, can you explain this? And even they say there's no explanation for this. There's no rationale for it. And so it is very frustrating. It's doing great damage to our country.
You know, the amazing thing is Biden was asked yesterday whether or not he's considering doing a deal and lifting some of the sanctions on Venezuela. He wouldn't deny it. And sources telling the Wall Street Journal that U.S. officials familiar with the matter say in return for the significant sanctions relief that the Maduro regime would have to resume negotiations with the other Venezuelan opposition. But they're doing it because for whatever reason they have concluded somehow it's okay if oil energy is produced elsewhere. Now, don't we do it cleaner? Don't we do it cheaper? Yeah. Don't we do it faster? And under Donald Trump, when we achieved energy independence, weren't we the country that led the world in terms of lowering carbon emissions impact on the environment than any other country on Earth?
The answer, of course, is yes to all of those things. And I would add to another point about this is, you know, the left talks a lot about human rights. I mean, come on. Do you think these countries like Russia and Venezuela and Iran have human rights? Do you think they treat women well in these countries? So the hypocrisy here is towering. You're also right, Sean, that they're now talking about a ban on offshore drilling. We have so much oil that we could be getting offshore. They're also talking about, Sean, doing a they're saying no more drilling in Alaska. They want to take off drilling in a lot of our most productive areas of the country. We have 300 years worth of oil. We have 400 years worth of natural gas. No country in the world has more natural gas than we do. It's clean burning. It's cheap. It's abundant. It's made in America. I never could understand why the left was against natural gas. It actually reduces pollution levels.
What are they going to replace it with? Because that idiot Pete Buttigieg and that other idiot Jennifer Granholm have made statements that were, quote, transitioning. They use the same word, and Kamala Harris has used it, and Joey has used it. And they keep saying we're transitioning towards energy independence using renewables. What are the renewables that we have that could replace our dependence and our need of fossil fuels in the next 20 years? Do you see those renewables? Because I don't see those renewables.
Well, there is one, Sean. There is one, and that's called nuclear power. But, of course,
that's
against
true.
Nuclear power, too.
They're against that, too. That's not on the table.
Exactly. So anything that works, they're against, and anything that doesn't work, they're for. Yeah, I'll give you two statistics, Sean, for your listeners, I think that they'll relate to. First, we get 70% of our energy today, 70% from old-fashioned fossil fuels. And let's not leave out coal. You know, we have more coal than any other country in the world, too. And so we have the cleanest coal. So I'm extremely frustrated by that. And we get about 6 or 7% of our energy from wind and solar power, Sean. So come on. Are we really going to go from 6 or 7%?
You know, yeah, it's insane. You know what drives me crazy? So if you want to buy an electric vehicle, an EV for short, okay, on average, it's going to cost you $22,000 more to buy that over a gas-powered vehicle. On top of that, to build the batteries, which, by the way, we're learning if they're submerged in water, they're a fire hazard and are apparently all over Florida, ones that got submerged are like going on fire and half blowing up the street that they're on. But anyway, then you got to mine Mother Earth and pillage Mother Earth with heavy duty equipment run by diesel to get the manganese and the nickel and the cobalt and whatever other minerals you're stealing from Mother Earth. And then you got to charge it on an electric grid that is 90% run by fossil fuels. Tell me how that makes any difference.
No, virtually none. You know, we might be able to convert our economy to wind and solar power, but we would be much, much, much poorer. We would be using inefficient energy. And by the way, do you think we can build steel mills? Do you think we can build cars? Do you think we can be the technology powerhouse of the world trying to get our electric power from windmills? I mean, really, it is so absurd that anybody would even think that possible. What about solar power? Yeah, can you get solar power in Phoenix, Arizona? Sure. I'm from Chicago. Do you think we can get my solar power in Chicago where it's cloudy every day?
No, I don't think you can. And by the way, they don't have the capacity to store it. If it's not a sunny day, guess what? You're not going to have power that day. My favorite was over the summer when California during the brownouts were telling people, don't charge your electric vehicle during these hours. Okay, I'm stranded now. You told me to buy this thing. Now you're telling me I can't charge the battery? That's a great plan. Anyway, Steve Moore.
Don't forget, Sean, one other quick thing. Where do you get the electricity from to charge the batteries? Most of our electricity comes from coal and natural gas.
Yeah. Anyway, Steve Moore, you just can't make this stuff up. Anyway, yeah. Appreciate you being with us. 800-941-SEAN, our number. Look, back in the good old days, Americans used to argue about, you know, all right, what policy should we be pursuing to improve this great country that we all love? And now too often we're finding ourselves arguing about whether our country is great or not, or whether we should love America or be ashamed of America. Now, a lot of the reason for this is for too many years, too many of our schools have been neglecting to teach our young kids and young Americans about America's great heritage of liberty and righting wrongs and correcting injustices, which goes on to this day. Instead, they've been presented with a dishonest narrative of America as fundamentally unjust and unfair. Hillsdale College, they're weighing in for America, and right now they're offering you free, that's right, free, an online course, The Great American Story, A Land of Hope. You can also take another course for free, Constitution 101, The Meaning and the History of the Constitution. Now, by the way, I encourage all of you to enroll in these courses. Again, absolutely free. You can also sign up and get their monthly speech digest and primus. Just go to the special website we set up, seanforhillsdale.com. That's SEANFORHillsdale.com, and you won't regret it. All right, let's get to our phones real quick here. Stefan is in Georgia. Stefan, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, thanks a lot. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's going on?
Well, you remember the game Where's Waldo?
I do.
Well, for veterans in Georgia, the new game is Where's Warnock?
You can say that in every state because every Democrat is hiding. They're dumping tens of millions of dollars in negative ads on Republicans. They're using the Biden basement bunker campaign mentality. And then they don't want to show up for a debate until you've had 8 weeks of early voting. And they'll do it a week before Election Day in the hopes that they don't totally bomb and in trying to defend the horrific record of the Democratic Party.
Exactly. Honestly, Sean, I'm calling because personal experience, lack of experience with Warnock. I'm a combat vet from Iraq in 2003. Dealing with the VA, is an issue all of itself. And I reached out to both Georgia senators, Warnock and Johnny. At least I spoke to a staff member in Ossoff's office. There is nobody answering Warnock's phones.
But yeah, there's not going to be. Warnock, listen, Warnock is like counting his, he can't get 32 days behind him fast enough. He does not want to talk about his arrest and obstruction of an investigation into child abuse for a camp that he ran. He does not want to discuss the domestic dispute where he ran his wife over with a car. Listen, I got to run, though. I wish I had more time for you. Anyway, Stefan, appreciate it. You have a great weekend.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.